with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
That's right, you are listening to the Grilling Guys Show. And it's the Grilling Guys Show minus one of the Grilling Guys with a substitute Grilling Guy who's actually
better looking.
Younger,
okay. Have more hair.
Job's probably streaming this right
and
now.
And that's okay. If he wants to drive back from Texas to what my
to
butt?
To kick your butt.
We'll go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, so we're joined with Brad Ensing, who is the commercial salesperson for Garrett's Appliance, which is one of our great sponsors, and the providers of kitchens for thousands of people in Michigan.
70 wonderful years.
Yeah, really. Wow. It's a great business, and it's fun to know people that are that successful. Because successful people tend to be happy, and I love knowing happy people. They hire happy people like you. You know, they make their customers happy. It's I don't know. I love success stories, and, you know, making America great again. What can I say?
America great. I'm smiling right now. I don't know if it's the this delicious beer from Siciliano's in Railtown, which is quite
so
growing on me
it's,
here.
It's really nice. And you have that nice cigar to take back, so you can burn that tonight when you get home after your long day at work. So, talking about venison, fry, broil, grill, roast, or smoke, you probably use a Traeger grill to smoke.
I do.
You don't have the Tex?
No. I actually have both. I have a smoke and Tex, and I have my good old Traeger grill. And it depends what I'm doing with each unit, what I'll use it for. So this weekend.
I'm a bit of a purist. Pardon me.
I know you are.
I'm a bit
you
of a purist.
Speak it,
so
brother,
I can,
the truth.
So I can stretch to the smoking tax because it's a real smoker.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time stretching to a pellet grill only because I don't know. I just...
Something
in me. I'm strictly a charcoal guy. I'll make the stretch for wood chips, but I gotta stop it there. When it's got gears and motors and all this stuff, I feel like, you know, I don't know, some sort of
the flavor speaks
something.
The truth, though, my
something
talks
about, it does. So anyway, so frying it. Okay, we fry the heart and liver. Broil it. You know, when you're in a snowstorm in the winter and you don't have your proper gear over your stuff,
we're in Michigan.
Broil it.
We
I have a Thermador.
Come on.
I have a Thermador, okay?
Yeah.
Thermador range.
The broiler is
you ever see
amazing.
The broiler in those?
You're asking me? Are you kidding me? Only like 10
okay.
times a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like, it's infrared. It is, it's
amazing.
Crazy. But then grilling it. So let's talk about grilling some venison. You like back straps. You had them cut into chops. Mm-hmm. Are you going to grill it?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do to it?
So, again, a lot of our meat, we'll just I'll do a light coat of olive oil on it, a little bit of salt and pepper. I really like the flavor to shine through. I tend to try to use as much as the earthy outdoors as I can to bring in with it, so that goes back to the mushrooms that I like to use.
Do you pick these mushrooms all year long and freeze them?
I do not. There's some that I will dehydrate, but most of the time there's different mushrooms all times of the year
okay.
that I can harvest.
Do you ever buy them from the supermarket?
I tend to rarely unless my wife
like
goes
the white
out.
Mushrooms
yeah,
are fine.
Like button mushrooms
yeah,
or portobellas, stuff like that.
They're fine.
Yeah, fine mushroom. And you know, it just brings that extra flavor to the
do
steak.
Do you ever do stuffed mushrooms?
I do. Normally when I'm doing that, though, I'm doing with a baby portobello, a baby bella, or, you know, the good old white button mushrooms.
Yeah. Those are great to stuff.
Yep. So
I was actually at a wedding where Brian, our producer, Mr. Fongers, the wizard of the big board, he's getting married next year.
Congratulations,
and
my friend.
Yeah, my wife and I are, of course, going to get to go to that. And I previewed his wedding venue. It's in Holland. Where's that at, Mr. Fonger? Where's your?
It's Boatworks on Lake Macatawa.
Boatworks. Of course you know yes. where that is.
You know,
they have a great venue there. And
grilled ahi tuna salad is amazing.
Yes, it is. But I was at a wedding up in Montague on White Lake at my buddy's wedding, Kurt Clemens, Kurt and Sue's wedding, and they had a barbecue guy come through and do their catering. And he made his white button mushrooms. He ground them up. He He ground the stems up, grilled up a bunch of sausage, like some breakfast sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Mixed them together, stuffed them with that, and then smoked them. That was a really nice, easy, simple mixture, too. And so anybody that doesn't like mushrooms will like that one.
Yeah. And mushrooms, butter, cheese, sausage. I mean, how do you go wrong?
So you put that on your venison.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, so you're gonna grill up these chops.
I will grill up my chops, a little bit of olive oil again, salt and pepper to taste.
Okay, what order do you do that in?
So I will, of course, bring my steaks normally, to room temperature.
So here's what I would say. One thing people, and I used to do all the time, is I would oil my meat and then salt and pepper it.
Mm-hmm.
I found that I need to put my salt and pepper on first and then oil it.
Yes, you find it seals it in a little better?
It sticks.
Okay.
Because when you put it on the oil, most of it runs off. Now, I also know people that just grill their meat and they put their salt and pepper on when they're done.
Afterwards, yeah.
And I guess that's okay, too.
Well, they're crazy, but that's okay. We're not here to judge today.
No, but, you know, like if it's an older buck you're trying to grill, I think it's okay to marinate it. And, again, buttermilk is a good one to marinate.
Have you ever done Coke?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I said no.
FDA is swarming us right now.
I did not have sex.
Okay. You'd like to write, please write to the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, right. That's right. No, I know people that do Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Matthews did the first show with me when we were across the street at the Cumulus station, and we did a couple shows, and he helped me get going, the legendary Kevin Matthews. He got me my sea legs, and then Jop stepped in.
Yep.
Because the guy that they gave me was the Prince of Darkness. I won't say his name, but Fongers knows him. So Jop stepped in, and it's been great ever since.
Yeah, no, I've done that multiple times, too, where I've used like a Dr. Pepper or Coke with a little Worcestershire sauce with it, however you'd like to pronounce that. Has been amazing, too. Tenderize the meat a little
bit. I can't spell it
too.
Or pronounce it.
It's all right.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. But absolutely
so you
amazing.
Do Coke and Worcester?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's been great. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm a little different. I'm
pretty sure you're both.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Okay. So roasting venison, what do you do for roasting them?
So
do you do shoulders?
I'm going to say that I do, and I'm going to go a little bit away from roast to the fact of doing venison roasts, where I tend to do them a lot in the crock pot or the smoker. My family absolutely loves neck roasts, shoulder roasts.
Really?
Where we do them in the crock pot.
Crock pot's a way to do it.
It is,
I hate to say it.
It is
I'm not supposed to.
Absolutely amazing.
I could get my man card pulled, but.
I mean, that's all right.
I mean, crock pots are cool.
My crock pot, which
especially
sits on top of the doily.
Especially, yeah.
In right. The kitchen. I'm just
hello.
So, hey.
Especially if you both work.
Oh, absolutely.
Crockpot's awesome.
Gets the job done.
My wife used to throw ribs in them, and I'd have an absolute fit. So she doesn't do that anymore because she doesn't like to see me have a fit. But
it's not very pretty, I'm sure.
So how about smoking like a rear quarter?
I have not done that yet at this point.
Smoking a goat.
Okay.
Or smoking goat meat.
I don't smoke goat on a regular basis.
Well.
Which I'm at a loss for. If you are, you've never invited me over to your house for a goat. And I'm a little upset here at this point because I always remember going to the Curry Kitchen and they're like, oh, if you love it a lamb, you love it a goat. And I always get the goat.
It's
they don't tell
the
me
same.
That.
It's not the same.
There's a lot of bones in that, by the way,
well,
when you're chewing through it.
Lamb is fatty. Goat is dry.
Okay.
Venison's dry. You're going to cut most of the silver skin and the fat off it. So that's not the same. I like to actually cut the wild fat off venison and then add some Old World Olive Company infused EVOs and make it the way I want it to because it's a wonderful protein. It's a wonderful protein. And if you don't make it right, the people you serve it to will go, yeah, see, that's why I don't like venison. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, you know, you had a crappy cook. That's why you don't
well,
like it.
And I want to give you a benefit of the doubt here because you just brought up Old World Olive Press, and we swung by there the other day, mm-hmm. picked up some balsamic, a black truffle balsamic.
Oh, Jop loves that. Amazing. Hey, we're out of time. Mr. Producer here is giving me the look, so we got to take a break. But we're going to come back with some steelhead techniques because it's that time of year when we can actually catch steelies as well as catching some. But the capsules crumble and you're
left foot.